This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Someone texted in, keep talking about George Pickens. That's not what lost the bleeping game. The game was there to be won, and the defense blew it. Yeah, we talked about that earlier. How about big picture? Big picture, George Pickens is much more of a topic than the defense. I think the defense deserves a ton of scorn for the way that this game was lost. Beanie Bishop was awful. They gave up 450 yards. They give up a 90-yard touchdown drive and then a 70-yard touchdown drive to lose the game. Sure, yeah, absolutely. You got to be critical of the defense. But Starkey just came in, and we talked about this earlier. Right now, today, George Pickens, $30 million wide receiver?
No.
$20 million wide receiver? I don't think so. So that's why we're talking about it, because it's a bigger deal overall than the defense coughing it up for one game.
Najee Harris was the leading receiver.
Yep.
I think you have to ask yourself, I mean,
yes,
to defend George a little bit here, if you put him in situations with a top-level quarterback, where does those numbers go? Do they go?
But
are they number one type numbers if you're putting him up there with
– a true number one receiver gets his number. I mean, look, Andre Johnson had Matt Schaub.
Yeah, Matt Schaub and Justin Fields are –
I'm just saying, like, I mean, number one receiver, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is.
I'm just trying to think here. I mean, the only one, say Patrick Mahomes.
Look at what Sam Darnold's doing right now.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is on the decline of his career, don't you say? And he somehow got Garrett Wilson involved with 22 targets and 160 yards. If you have a quarterback, does that – is he capable of putting up those type of numbers if he had the right people around
him? He put good numbers up with Mason Rudolph last year, but all it takes is – we're seeing it here. He put up yards and numbers in the last game. All it takes is one game. One. That's it. And bang. And now they have to decline his snap count because he's out there loafing it? Like, what? You can put up numbers. One bad game, first sign of trouble, our guy runs away with his tail between his legs? Nah, that's not number one stuff. Like, wide receivers complain. This we know. They don't all go in the tank. And that's what I'm seeing with George Pickens right now. One guy I feel bad for in this game, Landon Roberts. The only guy I feel bad for. He made a Troy Polamalu-esque play. He was in the air for 6 minutes.
Six?
6 minutes he's in the air. Bang! Helmet right on the ball. That's an all-time classic Steelers-Cowboys regular season's moment. No one could jump on the ball. Did you want to say something, Starkey?
How about this timeout debacle? I didn't sleep and I had lots of
coffee in me. What is he doing? Kabali. You're sitting over there.
Which timeout?
Which part?
All
which
three.
12 men on the field. Waste a timeout. Timeout before fourth and one because we need the perfect play. Timeout when he has 10 they could have had a 10-second runoff. No, thanks. I don't need that timeout, but I'll call it on the next play. And then I read a quote from the Cowboys today, Todd Archer, who was on with us last week, saying he used Tomlin's timeout to get a better personnel. Not Todd Archer, McCarthy. To get better personnel on the field, and then they win the game, and they have no timeouts left. You played for Belichick. Did he ever have the final possession with no timeouts? Should have left one in his hip pocket.
The best part of that whole rant was he said that in one sentence.
I know, he passed
one
out.
Breath.
He just passed out. There's no oxygen going to Starkey's brain anymore.
Joe,
the first one was bad too.
Yes.
It's fourth in a foot.
Right.
And you're not going to, and Doran brought this up, you're not going to let your quarterback check into the read option?
Exactly.
And how about, You don't even need to check out of anything. Just have him push your ass. Seems to work in Philly. Already worked earlier.
How many times did Belichick, in your time there, have the ball needing a field? All they need is a Boz can hit it from 60
and have no timeouts left. You're trying to say that you don't want one timeout when Justin Fields, on that last play where he threw it across the middle and was knocked down, could use his legs to run, call a timeout, throw a quick play, get in a field goal range, which is probably 15 yards away after he ran it, and then you tie the game. Like, that's where I was at.
Here, Mike, have a timeout. No, thanks.
No,
I probably thought the one from last week carried over.
I don't have a problem with the final timeout. I really don't. Because I think
there's only so many defenses you could run whenever you're on the 1 yard line.
But they were seeing what they put out there. He thought, you know what? There's going to be 20 seconds left in this game. If we don't stop him right now, we have a chance to win right now. That's what I.
So that's what I was saying, and they get to see what you're doing too. By the way, and then they got to adjust their personnel grouping. You did them a favor.
But I can understand that one. The other two, okay, but that one at least it makes a little bit of sense.
It's one of the dumbest timeouts ever. Just overall, in general, we wanted to see what they were going to do, and then we're going to call a timeout as if they're going to run the exact same freaking formation.
Right.
That never never once in the history of football do they run a group out there, you see the formation, you call a timeout, and it's like, oh, they're doing the same motion, they got the same. It never happens.
They wanted to unleash Jeremiah Moon on the final play. How about no blitz, Doran?
Yeah.
No blitz? Just let him stand back there and pick you apart like he did all night?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, what happened to the old rub route there? They would have called Van Jefferson on it, right?
My guy, Beanie Bishop, out to lunch on that play.
Yes.
And all night long. Sarkey, we've cut into your time, but I feel less bad about it because you've cut into your own time.
Yeah, I don't care.
All right, we hand things off to Starkey. Actually, we're going to run a toss to Starkey on 3rd and 8 yes. right now. And Pompiani just walks in.
I was a substitute teacher, too, just like Shimplin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.